News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The CEO of the European Movement Ireland, David Geary, is with us because they've done research about what the current thinking is in Ireland in respect of the European Union, in respect of membership, and in respect of some of the issues relating to our membership. Some of it worrying, some of it very positive, some of it surprising. Let's start with the latter category, David. I suspect some of what fits in the surprising category is how much the legacy of Brexit has convinced the people of Northern Ireland that the EU is the way of the future.
Absolutely. I think, you know, we're 10 years on from Brexit. And I think sometimes, Anton, there's a sense that Brexit is done and dusted. And we see time and time again when we do these polls that it just isn't. You know, we found that 73% of people across the North want a greater say in EU decisions. And of course, the Northern Ireland is in a unique position, you know, being impacted by over 300 EU laws. And I think for us, what's really significant in that space is that both Remain and Leave voters, so 76% Remain and 62% Leave voters, support more representation, despite, you know, maybe opposition to rejoining.
The other one that is interesting is the figure in respect of how the Irish feel about alignment between the EU and the US.
It is, yeah. I mean, look, you know, 71%, you know, Irish people think that the EU needs greater autonomy from the US. I think it probably reflects global trends that we're seeing across the EU. There have been a number of other studies in other European member states, you know, so Ireland is definitely not an outlier. What I would say is this isn't an anti-US sentiment. There's really strong recognition that came through in the focus groups that we did alongside the survey of the economic and cultural ties between Ireland and the US and the reliance on foreign direct investment and things like that. So I really think this is driven by concern about US foreign policy, trade instability. We've seen some evidence of that in the last few days. And I think really what the poll is saying is that Irish people think that the EU should be more competitive, more resilient, you know, more self-reliant as well. But it really isn't about turning away from the US. It's about the EU being strong enough to stand on its own 2 feet. And I think some of the areas that we've already seen the EU take action, you know, in terms of diversifying trade, that's obviously hugely important, you know, deepening the single market. And we've kind of news about the customs and savings union to come. But look, you know, Europe is moving forward. It has to make some tough choices.
Well, except, that's where we get to some of the worrying numbers, because one of the things that the data reveals is that most people are not satisfied with the direction of travel of the EU, talking about issues like migration, economic and regulatory issues, federalism, and national sovereignty. That's worrying, isn't it?
So there's two parts to this coin. One is that broadly speaking, the vast majority of people in Ireland think that we're stronger in the EU. 82% in ROI. And I think when you kind of reflect on that, the Eurobarometer polling that looks at all member states comes out at about 74%. So we're one of the highest levels of pro-European support across the EU.
Yeah, but we're practical people. We know that Apple and Microsoft and Lilly sell a lot of their products into the EU, and it's membership that's making us live high in high cotton. That's not the same as feeling that the EU is doing well, and the survey says we don't think it is.
And you're absolutely right. There is a real disconnect emerging below the surface. 45% of people in the Republic, 46% of people in Northern Ireland telling us that they think the EU is heading, I only believe that the EU is heading in the right direction. You're right. You know, issues that come out is from migration, regulatory issues. Another kind of interesting kind of element of the survey was the question that we asked people, is the EU upholding core values? Now, 50% said it was, but like between no and don't know is that amounted to 50% as well. So I think
isn't that an indictment of the Commission? I mean, Ursula von der Leyen came in and she sent a letter to all the commissioners that effectively said, go speak ye to many nations, get out and get around and actually be a presence and communicate the values of the EU. It's been a long time since I've seen an EU commissioner knocking around Marconi House.
It's fair. I think this poll is telling us that it's really clear that Irish people want to be heard more. They want to be involved more. And you know what? The presidency is a great moment for Irish leadership on the European stage. It's a great opportunity to kickstart a conversation across Ireland about values. We're really pleased that values is one of the three pillars that the Irish government have set for the presidency campaign. The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Helen McEntee, at the start of the year talked about competitiveness and security, but said that none of those meant anything without values. And I think, you know, Ireland and European Movement as well, we would share this view. We are all about a values-led Europe.
David, thank you very much for your time this morning. David Geary, CEO of the European Movement Ireland.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. conversation that counts.